Hello, chaps. It's Mark from English on Command. And today, we are not going to learn any words or phrasal verbs or expressions. We are going to practice speaking. In fact, we're going to practice your pronunciation. The way you sound, right? Well, we guys have a lot of different accents, right? But one thing is common to all of them.It's the way people talk, be it in Great Britain or Canada or Australia. English is very emotional language, and I, as a teacher, I noticed that too many students, they speak very flat, right? It's a little boring to listen. And the key...to proper English pronunciation, to proper English speaking, it's to train your melody and sound. And for that, you're going to open the description right now to this episode, and I have a little story for you there. Together, we're going to practice reading that little story, okay? And I will show you how it's done. So first, press the pause right now.Yep, open description and read it by yourself. At least first two sentences. Okay? Do it right now. All right. So I hope you did it. If you didn't, press pause now and go do it. Read it. Okay? All right. So I hope you did it. Now, pay attention how you did it. And pay attention how am I going to do this. Now,Look at this story together with your phone and or your tablet or computer, whatever. You can open the description and look at this story. And let's read it together, okay? Now listen. A young boy and his father were coming home from a day at the farm. Suddenly, their car started making some strange noise and they had to stop. So it sounds very easy, right? But...Most people, they are not doing these two things. And these two things are focus and pause. Now look, the first sentence, it's a pretty big sentence. And in English, we have to break it into a few parts so it sounds more digestible, easier to understand, and even better to understand. So look, a young boy and his father...I just focused, a young boy, right? I go up, a young boy and his father. And then I go a bit down and his father. I increase the speed and his, and go a bit, slow down again. Father, or coming home from a day at the farm. So you need to find the meaning of the whole sentence and to convey, to project that meaning properly. So, imagine you are dancing, all right? Like, one, two, three, focus. One, two, three, focus. One, two, three, focus. A young boy, three. One, two, and his father were coming home from a day at the farm. Like this, just like dancing. Every three steps, points, words, you focus, you focus, you focus, and you pause, you pause, you pause. Like I'm doing now.Right? Well, you are listening to me, so I guess, I hope it is interesting for you. So, and one of the reasons it's interesting, because I'm making pauses. Because I know how to tell you a story and I'm trying to make it interesting for you. All right, so now, together with me, listen to me reading this story and read with me at the same time aloud. Okay, this is very important. Try to...copy me. Try to sound exactly the same. Let's go. A young boy and his father were coming home from a day at the farm. Suddenly, their car started making some strange noise, and they had to stop. The father parked the car in a muddy car park and got out. The boy was scared, but his father told him everything would be okay. The father opened the hood of the car.And it started raining. Luckily, they had an umbrella in the car, so he took it and worked hard to solve the problem. The boy calmed down and enjoyed looking at the stars. After a few minutes, he heard his father say, Son, the car is fixed. Let's go. It's getting late. But we're still far from home. Mother will be worried. All right. Well, I know it's not the best performance in the world, but I know this is miles better than a lot of people speak. So, two things. You focus on the word. You increase your speed. You decrease your speed. And you slow down at the end of the sentence. Every single sentence you finish slowing down, going down, right? From a day at the farm. And they had to stop. The father parked the car in the car park and got out, right? Always, in every sentence, you slow down a bit. So, it has to look texturized, right? You go faster, you go slower, you go up and you go down and you pause in between. Very, very important. Also, look at the story. We have situations like this. The boy was scared, but his father told him everything would be okay. Find the sentence, it's in the middle. Now, his father told him everything would be okay. Now, told and him. This is a very common situation. Told him, in this case, we drop the H, right? And we say told him. Repeat after me. And his father told him. Told him. Told him. And his father told him everything would be okay. Okay? Now let's imagine it was a girl. Her father told her. Now you practice first. How would you say it? Told her. Say it fast. Mm-hmm. Let's practice. But her father told her. Yep. Told her. Again, H of the word her, we're dropping the first H. Told her. The father told her everything would be okay. Okay? That's a very common situation. It's very often we are dropping the letters. It has to sound smoother. English is all about efficiency. It's all about easiness. It has to sound easy. It has to sound fast. It's all about the way you speak. So, that's your homework. Practice reading this story. Listen to the podcast again. Right? Like I'm doing now. Look, again. I'm focusing on this word. And I'm making pause after this word. Like now, even this sentence. So I want you to pay attention to the sentence. And this is a very good speaking technique. Right? It's called rhetorics, by the way. If you didn't know, I'm not sure if it's a science, not a science of rhetorics, but I would say it's art of rhetorics. If you listen to people on a stage, like presidents or, well, anyone speaking to the camera, they have to sound interesting. They never sound monotonous and boring. No, they have a character. So this character you have to develop speaking English language. And for that, these two things, focus and pause. So do it, read it. If you want, you can even go to my Instagram, right? The link is in the description. You can find me there. You can record your audios as an audio message. Read this story as audio message. I will listen to it and I even tell you what you need to improve, what you need to change. Okay? And it's all for free, guys. Free lessons. So use it for now. All right. So, and a little bonus for you. Under the story, you see a tongue twister. Right? I love tongue twisters. Those are great for practicing your speed, your pronunciation, your melody, right? And intonation, the way you talk. So today we're going to practice TH, TH, and TH sounds. Okay? So in this case, first you read it by yourself, then I'll show you how it should be done. Okay? Press the pause, do it. All right, welcome back. So now listen. I thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought I thought I thought. If the thought I thought I thought had been the thought I thought, I wouldn't have thought so much. So that's how you should also sound. So practice this story, all right? Learn this story. Practice this story. Imagine you are on a stage talking to a lot of people, reading, but telling us. Imagine you are a comedian like Kevin Hart, right? Be on a stage, make people listen to you. So that's the point of today's lesson. And this tongue twister, listen again, listen to me again, and practice this tongue twister. It's a I hope you noticed, TH sound. Thought and the. But the thought, it's the same position of your tongue. You are touching your front upper teeth for that, right? Like th. Touch your front side of your upper teeth, okay? Th. I thought a thought. And the, it's 100% the same sound. The. But it's voiced. The. And thought is unvoiced. Th. Thought. Th. The thought. So voiced and unvoiced. All right. So your homework. Practice story. Practice tongue twister. You can find me on Instagram. The link is in the description to this episode. There, you can send me an audio message reading this, and I will tell you what I think about it. That's it for now, guys. Thank you. Well, I'm sorry, guys. And girls. Yep, I'm not forgetting about you, girls. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good day. Goodbye.